We are back by the grace of God today in our Believe series. And today's lesson is Faith Sees the Promise, Believing Will Get You There. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I am going to share with us a few things this morning. This year is so critical. This is an opportunity of a lifetime that God is bringing us into to experience something like never before. And we want to make sure people don't miss this. Many times that the Lord promises us something, you know, even when we have faith, we actually don't attain because we don't carry all the way through. So I'm going to be speaking to us this morning on faith seeing the promise, but believing will get you there. Now, Jesus in this story in Mark chapter 9, I quote this all the time, but I want to talk about the next verse. I quote verse 23 all the time, but I want to talk about verse 24 today. Now, here's what Jesus said, you know, to the man who, his child had this issue and so forth. And, you know, the dumb spirit, and it takes him, it makes him to foam, gnash his teeth, pine away, and so forth. And he said, look, I brought him to your disciples to cast him out, but they couldn't. So, we see that Jesus said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? And how long shall I suffer you? Well, bring him unto me. So, we see that Jesus was not pleased at all. In fact, he was angry, you know, at his disciples for not being able to do what they should have been able to do. And he said, well, how long will I put up with this thing? You know, he was angry. So they brought the man, the spirit immediately turned the man, the young boy, fell on the ground, wallowing and all that. And Jesus said, how long has he been unto this boy like this? And he said, well, since he was a child. And oftentimes he cast him into the fire, into the water, so destroy him. You know, and he said, wow. Now, I want you to notice that this thing was called a dumb spirit. But I want you to also notice that how these spirits work together. If all it is, it's a dumb spirit, then perhaps all, you know, in our head we're thinking, well, maybe the boy just couldn't speak. Maybe that would be all of it. But no, there are more grievous spirits with this dumb spirit. You know, they're trying to kill the boy, causing him to foam, causing him to cast himself into the fire, cast himself. I mean, it was like all kinds of crazy stuff would just come upon this young man. You know, it was beyond, you know, just being dumb. And that's how those demon spirits work together. You know, they come in there, and one thing leads to another. But anyway, Jesus says to the man, and here's, you know, first of all, the man says to Jesus, if you can do anything, please help us. Well, the man is almost already getting, you know, losing hope, because these are the people that hung around Jesus all the time, the disciples. If anybody could do it, he thought they could. Now they couldn't. So he's like, well, you know, if you can do anything, please help us. And Jesus turned around and put the ball back in the man's court and said, well, I say unto you, if you can believe, that's right, all things are possible to him that believes. Now, sometimes when we pray, we say, Lord, help me, my situation is dire, my situation is this and that and so forth. Well, the Lord might say to you the same thing. He said to this man, if you can only believe, all things are possible to him that believes. But let's look at the man's response. And this is what I want to talk about for just a few minutes here this morning. The man's response was, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. You know, so the man is going to confess that he believes, but he realizes that because of the long-term situation and the various attempts to get this boy healed, that he hasn't been healed. There may be some unbelief in him. He doesn't understand it all. He's grappling with it. So he's going to ask God for help. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we must do in this room today. Because we want to create a posture of faith this year that everybody will be walking not only in faith, but you are believing and declaring it. And you are so conscious of it every minute. And any time at all that doubt wants to come in, you deal with that doubt, you doubt your doubt, you throw it away, you keep on believing and declaring it and moving forward and then asking the Lord to help. This man said, Lord, help my unbelief. If there's any part of me at all that's still unbelieving, help me. And of course, you know, Jesus rebuked the thing. Jesus recognized that he was more than just dumb. He was deaf and he was an unclean spirit and so on. He was a foul spirit and he called him all out of there. Come out of the man, enter no more into him. Now look at the way that Jesus rebuked the foul spirit. You know, he called it by the name, called it to come out of there, and also gave it command to not enter in anymore into him. Now, that tells us, and we know in other scriptures also, Jesus said, look, when the evil spirit is gone out of a man, he wandereth around in dry places and finding no rest, he goes back to the place where he came from and see that the place is empty. Then he goes and grabs seven more wicked spirits, you know, that are even more wicked than himself, you know. And, you know, the end state is worse than the beginning. But Jesus, in this case, not only cast the devil out, he gave commandment, don't come back into him again. Now, that's a lesson for us. Because the devil always goes away only for a season. And will try to come back. Now, that's a lesson for you. When you shut the door, when you kick someone out of your house, don't just kick him out of your house, but tell them they cannot come back. Praise God. Put a restraining order spiritually, handcuffs, spiritual restraining order on the devil. He cannot come back. Kicking him out alone is not good enough. You know, if your faith is strong enough to kick him out, he'll go out, but he'll come back. Or at least try to come back. So you must not only kick him out, you must give him instruction to stay out. Don't come back in. You are no longer welcome. This place is now under new management. You are no longer welcome. I've cleaned out the place. And don't let the place remain empty. Bring the Holy Spirit in. You know, that was the problem with the one whose spirit devils were cast out of him and his life was empty. His life was still void. Instead of receiving the word of God and receiving the Holy Spirit, when the devil came back and saw that it was a life that was void, nothing going, well, he went and brought other evil spirits and made the situation even worse. So when the evil spirit is gone out of a person or a situation, make sure you fill that situation with the Holy Ghost so that it is not void. Because the devil is a prowler. He's always going around looking for how he may strike, looking for who he may devour. That's right. Now, I want to, you know, that's the story that I wanted to tell this morning from the scriptures. But there are a few other things I want to tell us about this posture of believing. So number one, faith is what sees the promise far off. Well, the Lord might say, in this year you will emerge. That's what he said last year. You know, some people caught it by faith and they started to emerge. Or the Lord might say, in this year, well, this is your quantum leap year. Or some people catch it by faith and they start believing towards that. The But I wanted to let you know that the journey between the promise and the performance thereof is your believing. That's it. You know, faith will see the promise ahead of, but believing is what's going to get you there. Now, if you don't have faith at all, you will not even be able to see the promise. All you will see is giants in the land. You won't even see the land itself. All you will see is the thorns among the roses. You won't even see the roses themselves. All you will see is the negative stuff. You won't even see the positive stuff. But a person of faith, now faith, as we have, you know, in our natural body, right, you know, we have these five natural senses. But faith is the spiritual sight in the spiritual realm. You know, as people are sighted naturally, you know, you can see. But others that are not sighted cannot see naturally. And we call them blind or visually impaired or whatever. But, you know, in the spirit realm, that sight is faith. Now, when you could see the thing by faith, Hebrews 11 and 13. This is the scripture that I use when I teach on my faith specs and faith labs. They saw the promise afar off. Well, faith is what does that. So by faith, you know, the whole Hebrews 11 chapter was on the heroes of faith. So it was by faith that they saw the promise afar off. And even though they were not quite yet there, they saw it and began to work towards it. So what is the promise given? Or what was the promise given from last year and the one given this year? Well, emerge, as it was last year. The quantum leap for this year. Well, now, can you see the promise? Then what must you do to get there? That's what I want to talk about. Let's develop a posture of faith. And a faith that is, I mean, unstoppable. That's right. Unstoppable. You just keep on believing. Through the odds, run through troops, leap over walls, break through barriers, do whatever it takes. Climb every mountain, but you keep on believing. Here's what David, the way he put it about, you know, there's going to be all kinds of obstacles, you know, but, you know, God already promised you that you will have the grace to overcome, even in a measure that you could not attain. That's called a quantum leap. You know, a sudden, a dramatic increase in something. And, you know, assuming that you were running, and all of a sudden you find yourself leap forward. But you must get moving. You can't be stationary. It has been said that a moving vehicle, a car, is easier to steer than one that's stationary. And you know that too. Even if they have power steering or whatever, you know, when it's stationary, especially in the olden days, when it wasn't really full power steering, some of them had this so-called power companion or whatever, and they would, you know, it was hard to steer the car, but once you start to move a little bit, then it's easier for them to move. Well, you got to get moving throughout this year. And so help me God, I will be coming from time to time to remind us that we must believe. That's the key thing throughout this year. You must keep on believing. Hallelujah. And take on a posture that is adamant, you know, a posture that is not going to quit, a posture that's not going to give up, Here's how the psalmist said it in Psalm 18 and verse 29. For by thee I have run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall. Well, so this year you must run through troops, leap over walls, break through barriers, and whatever it takes. Now, what is a barrier or a roadblock? A barrier or a roadblock is a structure that's put in place to impede progress or to make sure you don't go in that direction. So when they are constructing, doing some road construction, they put barriers up and a block because they, you know, they want to prevent passage. So that's what a roadblock is to prevent passage, to make sure you don't go through. Well, that's contrary to the scriptures and contrary to the word of God for us for this year. God's commandment, and remember, the Lord is our commander in chief. That's why the Lord said to Joshua, have I not commanded you? Come on now. You know, so commander in chief, the word of the Lord to us is you must go through, according to Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 10. Go through, whether there are barriers, whether there is a barricade, whether there is a roadblock, whatever may be there, you're going through, you know, whether there may be gates, sometimes even gates too, are put up, you know, to prevent entrance, and put up a gate so you can't enter, you know, until someone opens it to you. So, but we must go through. Hallelujah. We must go through. I can't say that enough. We must go through. Let me tell you some other testimonies from David. David is a man whose stories I like to read and I enjoy. You know, because it exemplifies, I mean, the stories exemplify many things, you know, that we ourselves are going through. It can give us, you know, encouragement. I mean, he didn't care what he was confronted by. If I look at how he said it in Psalm 118, all nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them all. Psalm 118, verse 10. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. I mean, this man is encouraging himself and telling me, I don't care about the circumstances around me. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. And that's a posture, you know, that we need to attain. Praise the Lord. Always know that you can do it. Praise God. And God is going to help us. So silently, you also pray. Or you may sometimes have to even cry out, Lord, help thou my unbelief. And then you move forward. Praise God. Don't look at the barriers. Don't look at the Red Sea. Don't look at the River Jordan that's overflowing its banks. Don't look at the roadblocks. But think on the ability that the Lord gives you to go through. Praise the Lord. Now, the way that we're going to go through, you will go through in your own natural effort, make effort to go through, but the Lord will propel you. That's right. But you got to get moving. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 11, the writer puts it this way. Verse 4. You know, he that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. Now, this is the person that's looking around for, you know, conditions that are not right. Well, if you want to go and sow seed, and there is a gathering storm, you know, and you think the storm is coming in, well, you're not going to go out because the storm's going to blow away all your seed, you know, and so on. But there is a posture that can disregard every attempt of the devil to frustrate you. And that posture says, look, I am going to go forward and I am going to do what I need to do. You know, I've been hammering on this for several years, lately since about 2021 or 22, even at our church. You know, in different cultural services talking about, look, you got to go forward, you got to take the shot, you know, the ball is in your hands, the clock is winding down, and you have an opportunity to put up the shot, make the basket, and be a hero, or you'll be thinking in your head, if I put up the shot, what if I miss? And then the whole crowd going to crucify me because I lost the game. Well, you didn't lose the game. It's just one shot. But that's what people think. But the game's on the line. Ball is in your hand. Shot clock is winding down. You have 6 seconds left. And you can put up the shot and make the basket and be a hero. Or you can say, well, what if I miss the shot? And then I'm full of shame and disgrace for the entire season. Well, I'll put it to you this way. If you don't take this shot, you already missed the shot. So every shot you don't take is a shot that you already missed. Because you didn't even attempt it. Praise the Lord. So, take the shot. What if you make it? And you be a hero and save the day? Praise the Lord. Take the shot. Don't look at the clouds. Don't look at the winds. Take the shot. Glory to God. And perhaps the angel of the Lord will guide that ball right there and find nothing but the bottom of the net. And you be a hero and save the day. Well, you know, some people believe that, actually some, you know, basketball players that want the ball in such situations. They want the ball. Some of them, oh no, no, they pass the ball, but they don't want to be the guy. You know, but some of them, there are some dead, I don't call them dead ones, but, you know, they want the ball, you know, at that moment, you know, and say, keep me the ball. Let everybody else get out of my way. You know. And, you know, so that's, you know, no. They would pass the ball. Because they don't want to take, want to be the guy. But look, you are the guy. It is indeed your life. There's no passing the ball. You know, you can't pass the ball to somebody else. The ball is in your hands. And you got the clock this year. But you must take the shot. And you must believe. Hallelujah. Now let's talk some more about believing versus faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Faith sees as already done, you know, what was spoken as a promise. But there is a journey from where you are to the realization of that promise. Faith will see it. But believing is what's going to get you there. You know, that's why it says in Luke 1 and 45, blessed is she that believed. You know, for there shall be a performance of those things that were spoken unto her by the Lord, or from the Lord. So, for as much as faith will see the promise as given, and remember what I've said in the past, if you don't know what was promised, then it wasn't a promise to you. I mean, we've been talking about this quantum leap, but suppose somebody has not been here, that have not heard the messages, they were not there when I preached it on crossover service at our church, they were not here when I released it here, and they missed the room, and they have not gone back to the replays, you know, and so they come in at some point in time, and it's what I was talking about, then you don't know what it is. See, so unless you know what was promised, it was not a promise to you. It's a promise to those that know that it was promised. So that's important. But now that you know that it was promised, you must keep your eyes on the promise. Now, faith is what helps you to keep your eyes on the promise. That's faith. That's the role of faith. So I want to make sure I cover the distinction between the role of faith and believing in this lesson. The role of faith is for you to see the promise and helps you to keep your eyes on the promise. But faith alone is not going to get you there. You're going to have to believe. And believing is what happens from the point of time that you receive the promise as given until you actually see the performance of that promise. Now, you receive the promise means you can hear it, you can read it, you can learn about it, whichever way you get to know about the promise. I don't mean that you actually receive the performance, but I meant from the time that you learn about the promise, either by hearing it, reading about it, or it being told to you somehow, from that point of time to the point where it's actually realized, the fulfillment thereof, there is a journey in between, and believing is what's going to get you there. Now, here's how believing works. Believing starts from the point of where you are. That's what God said to Abraham, from the place where you are. Okay, look ahead and see. Well, that's faith. But then what must you do? Well, you dwelt long enough in this place. That's what I mean. You got to move forward. Glory to God. Now, when you are moving forward, there's going to be all kinds of contradictions against that word of promise. It's kind of like, you know, it's not really a cakewalk or a walk in the park. It's going to be all kinds of things along the way. You know, that's why, soldiers in the military, and they're trained, and they go through exercises. And the elite forces, the special forces especially, if they're on a rescue mission or some sort or whatever, they got to practice. They'll draw up a landscape, an imitation of the thing and so forth. And they practice until they get it right. And there are many things that you have to go through. In this journey as well, it's kind of like an obstacle course. Sometimes you find barriers along the way. Sometimes you have to wade through the water. Sometimes you have to go through the fire. Sometimes it's this or that or whatever. But you got to keep going. Now, barriers, like I said, there are many kinds of barriers. Some of the most subtle ones are some of the things that I released at the end of the year. I said, must not go with you to 2024. They are very subtle sometimes. Like doubt and unbelief and all these things. Disappointment and so forth. They are barriers. They are trying to encroach upon your faith. But believing keeps you moving forward. Now, here's my posture, concerning, trying to get to the promise. You might say promised land, in your case, whatever it is that the Lord promised you, or you're believing God for this year. Well, I'm either going to go through the thing, run over it, get around it somehow, or knock it down. I'm not going to let it pull me back. You get out of my way, I'm going to run you over. It's that simple. That's what the psalmist said. He said, look, I run through troops. I leap over walls. Nothing going to stop me. And camp me around about like bees. But in the name of the Lord, I destroy them all. And he had a posture that, look, nothing was going to stop him. And even some of his great men, Bible calls them David's great men that were been hanging around him. They were able to do the same thing. They break through troops, go get in a jar of water. One man can go down and take, fight a lion or go against 800 people and destroy them. I mean, these people had a mindset. You know, they were a mindset of, people that could not be stopped. They were unstoppable. Basically, it's what you can call them. And I want us to become, well, actually the Lord wants us to become unstoppable this year. Hallelujah. And it's by your faith, you know, that you will do it like that. You know, so, you know, as a, as a lesson in seeing fake exploits, you know, read about David's mighty men. Maybe one day I'll come and talk about it, but you can read about it in 1 Chronicles chapter 11. You'll see David's mighty men. You can read from about verses 10 or so. You know, all of David's mighty men, they were there. They did great exploits. And many of them were kind of like, you know, David himself. You know, they would not be denied. They could not be stopped. You know, they were called David's mighty men. And they did all kinds of exploits. Well, you hang around someone that's full of explosive faith and action, you might rub off on you. You hang around people that are full of unbelief and always grumbling and so forth, well, you might become like that as well. So be careful who you hang around, because they might rub off on you. I mean, David's posture rubbed off on these guys. You know, and one time he was, you know, thirsty, and he said, how I long to drink from the water of the wells of Bethlehem. That's how began. And some of these men are around him, they heard what he said. You know, and by that time the Philistines had, you know, encamped around the place and so forth. You know, and they said, well, they broke through the camp of the Philistines, killed anybody that was on their way, smashed through everything. You know, nothing would stop them. They went on to some a bucket of water for David, because it's of what he asked. He brought it to David. Said, my goodness, how did you do it? Go through all the army? Yeah. Of course, David said, well, you know, I mean, you jeopardize your life to do this. I'm going to pour it out to the world. But you can just see the point that these people would not be stopped. You know, it doesn't matter whether, you know, they have to go up against a lion, just like David. Some of them went up against the lion. Some of them went up against other things, you know. It was just amazing, you know, the things that they can do. The posture that people can have when they are believing God. Now, once you must leave your, set your sights on the promise through faith. That's right. Set your sights on the promise through faith. Embark on the journey and keep moving forward by believing. Believing is something that you stir up in yourself. You know, you may say, well, I believe. And then say, Lord, help my unbelief. But we want to get to the point where there is no unbelief in us. You know, the Lord is helping you through these messages, through these rules, and so forth. You know, so we don't need to be confessing unbelief. You know, we need to get away from that. It's kind of like, look, when you are a child, you do childish things, you know. And then when you are when you become a man, you put away childish things, you know. So there are many times that we need to examine ourselves and see whether, you know, we can be what is called a mighty man of faith. teaching, and the Holy Spirit is telling me to go back and look at these, some of these stories of the mighty man of God, of David. So I will be. You know, this time around, let me look at 2 Samuel 23. In 2 Samuel 23, you know, let me read from verse 8. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had. Tachmonath had sat in the sea, chief among the captains. The same was Adino the Esmite. He lifted up his spear against 800 and slew at one time. Now, one person went up against 800 people. You thought that David did some mighty things. These men, they did even mightier stuff. Just by hanging around David, you know, all these stories about the lion, the bear, Goliath, and all these things rubbed off on them. And they themselves were determined that, look, you know, the Bible called them mighty men. You know, one person go up against 800. I mean, look, hands down, he was outnumbered. But how do you do it? I mean, how in the world are you going to fight 800 people and win and kill them all? How are you going to do? I mean, while you are fighting one, three, four, five more gang up on you, just think about it. It's incredible. You know, I mean, these are amazing stories that did not even make it into Hebrews chapter 11. A powerful stuff. And these people, my goodness. Yeah, listen to another one. Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Harhorite. You know, he was one of these people. He smote the Philistines until his hand was weary. I mean, he had a sword that was in his hand that day, and that sword clave to his hand. His hand was weary, killing everybody. One man against the whole army. You know, and my goodness. You know, these people just, they were, I mean, power-packed. You know, and then he talked about the rest of them. And there are so many others that he talked about. You know, so try to read those stories in 2 Samuel 23 or 1 Chronicles 11. And these people were mighty men of valor. Not, they were unstoppable. Nothing would stop them. This is the way we must be in 2024. Unstoppable. You know, Joel's army, we are told that they are unstoppable too. They climb through windows, they run over walls, they leap over stuff. I mean, it's just like nothing would stop them. You know, they're going to go for whatever they want to get, and they're going to go get it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, so let's believe God this year, and let's see what the Lord is going to do for us. Now, run through troops, you must. Leap over walls, you must. But even when you can't leap, that is going to propel you through the quantum leap. That's the promise that we have this year. So, what I want to encourage us to do this morning is to examine ourselves. You know, the scripture says, examine yourself to see whether you've been in the faith or you're still in the faith. Can you run like a mighty man? Can you climb over walls like men of war? Joel chapter 2 and verse 7. Can you do it? You know? Can you run through troops? Well, he said, well, these ones will run like mighty men. They will climb the wall like men of war. You know, and so forth. You know, but they, when they march, they will not break their ranks. That's important too. You know, everybody will do their thing. They're not going to break their ranks. Don't, you know, stay where God called you to be. Don't try to be something that God didn't call you to be. Talking spiritual things now. You know, but climb the walls. They will not even trust one another. They will not jump, you know, jostle for position. There's a lot of jostling for position in church ranks these days. But, you know, that's why the church is, I mean, like a handicapped person in the chair. Not to make fun of that, but that's how they are. They're disabled, you know, because they are not doing things the right way. They don't have the real power of God, you know. So, but when everything gets set right, they will not jostle for position. They will not trust one another. They will not break their ranks. They call jails, I mean, they're powerful stuff, but they can run through troops, leap over walls, do all kinds of things. Just like David. I mean, it didn't never matter whether it was one person going against hundreds of people. David was the same way. Surrounding like this doesn't matter. And this great man also that we read, one against 800, didn't make any difference. You know, I mean, Samson was a man also, you know, it didn't matter. The Spirit of God come upon him, go against anything. I mean, we got to develop the character and the posture that we become unstoppable. This is not by our own power, by our mind, but Paul said in Philippians 4:13 that through Christ that strengthens me, I can do all things. I can run through troops. I can leap over walls. I can bend the bow of steel by my hands. You know, I can fight with my hands. I can run. I can do all these things. I will be unstoppable because I believe. Praise God. You know, I'm reminded of the days of my youth. These are the things that, this was the posture that I had back then. I'm trying to bring it back also, you know. I this posture that I always believed God. I was unstoppable in my faith. I didn't care what the thing was, believed it anyway. Praise God. You know, so, listen, the outcome is already guaranteed. It is the process that I'm talking about now. The outcome is the performance of what God promised. That's guaranteed. But the process from where you are to seeing that performance is your believing. That's the one I'm talking about. The day to day. Well, let's say, for example, suppose you are believing God this year that you get married. Well, okay. And you're not married yet, you know, but you're believing that you will be. But maybe it'll be 5 months, 6 months, 8 months, or 9 months from now. You know, but from now until then, what must you be doing? That's for believing. But I tell you what, here's my prayer, and here's what I'm trusting the Holy Spirit will do, because He said, you know, He's going to hasten it. My prayer for everyone that's in this room today, and those faithful people that keep coming here and listening here, is that this year, you know, God will do it quickly for you and leave you plenty of time to celebrate this year. We don't want to come to the end of the year this year and we're still talking about it. No, that was last year. So I had to spend time in prayer towards the end of that year and say, Lord, I mean, why are we still talking about this thing at the end of the year? You know, I mean, we should have, everybody should have emerged, you know, and be where, you know, that's a lot. Some people did actually emerge, but there is more that they have to learn. And so he gave the word a quantum leap. You know, yes, it's going to not be by the effort. You make the effort, you got to make your own effort. But the Lord is going to catapult you quicker than you could ever do it. But you must keep believing. Praise God. You got to step out the boat by faith. You got to keep your eyes on the promise. You got to look away from the boisterous waves. And you got to keep walking on that sea. Walk on the water. You got to keep doing it. You got to keep believing. Otherwise, the Lord might say, wherefore did thou doubt? The moment you doubt, you're going to start sinking. So we need to get rid of doubt. Now, over the last couple of days, it's been said a few times in this room that believing is easy, but yet very difficult. Well, let me put it to you this way. I've been trying to simplify these steps of believing for a long time. You know, it's really straightforward. Once you know what God has promised, you persuade yourself about it, you embrace it for this situation, and you start confessing it. That's called believing. I call it my faith specs. Some of you have heard me say that, S-P-E-C. But then every day must be the same. You must enact the same thing. Because one day you'll be up, then someday you'll be down. And there are many people in this room right now. If I take a survey and I ask, you know, how many of you woke up Sunday after the last day was a glorious day and the next day you woke up sad or heavy or something? There will be many hands that will go up. Why is that? I mean, why do we do this yo-yo thing? You know, one day we're up, the next day we're down, and so forth. Well, that's life. You know, there is night and there is day. But there is something that can break through all of that oscillating up and down stuff and give you a consistency. That's your believing. You know, when you declare it to yourself, say, I believe God. When your mind, that's your soul, is trying to doubt and so forth, you declare it to yourself, I believe God. You know, and you tell it to yourself, look, I can run through troops. I can leap over wall. This thing is nothing. You know, this mountain shall become a plain. Hallelujah. You prophesy, you declare, you speak to it, you go through it, you run it down, you go around it, whatever. But you don't let it stop you. Glory to God. You know where you're going and you keep moving forward. I'll tell the analogy and I'll tell it again today and then I'm going to pray over the room. I told the analogy a few times that you're trying to get to the airport and you get in your car and then you go down the road that you know, the usual way that you take to get there, and all of a sudden you see a roadblock. The road is blocked and then, you know, what are you going to do? You got to fly to catch. Are you going to just stay there and say, well, the road is blocked? Or are you going to just turn back and say, well, there's no way to get to the airport? Or are you going to look for a detour? I think everybody knows the answer to that. Nobody in their right mind will just stay there and say, the road is blocked. That means I'm not going forward. Just stay there. Or just quit and go back home. No! Most people don't do that yet. We actually do that. In real life. You don't do that when you're driving. You find some way around it because you need to get to where you're going. But in other situations of life, unfortunately and sadly, we actually do that. Some things come up and then we just get discouraged. Just become deflated and flat. So, you know, I've seen a lot of young people like that. You know, when they come up again with problems, they just shut down. You can't do that. You got to find a way around it. Climb the mountain, scale it, run through it, get around it, blow down the barrier, do whatever. Oh, and if you can't do any of those things, then find a detour. Find another way. But get to where you are going, you must. You cannot shut down just because there is some roadblock. But mentally, many of us shut down in life. And there's some roadblock, you know, but you can. Is it a roadblock or a hurdle? You know, for me, it's a hurdle. I'm gonna jump over it. I'm gonna do something. But I'm not, there will be no roadblocks. Hallelujah. And I'm going to pray over the room today that there will be no roadblocks. Your way is open before you this year. But you must keep believing. Believing means take the next step. Hallelujah. Don't shut down. Keep your eyes on the promise. That's faith. But believing means keep moving forward. Glory to God. You can't say, I have faith, and then you don't do anything, then your faith is dead. You know, so these are fundamental things, but I'm going to keep hammering on it throughout this year, just because it's taking people so long to attain what God's promised. Why? You know, so look, whatever it takes, don't stop. You know, we heard it declared in this room that the Lord will make it a rapid response year. I believe that, and I say amen. I believe that it's going to be a quantum leap year, and I say amen to it. But let me also tell you this. Whether it looks instantaneous or not, whether it looks like things are moving or delayed, your believing is what keeps getting you going. Don't say, because, I mean, let's say you start out and everything was moving so great, and now you're making such kinds of progress. Miracles are happening on every side. Through January, great things. February, great things. And all of a sudden, in March, you hit this giant roadblock. And it looks like a big setback. Then what you gonna do? You know. So this is the reason why we bring these messages. You know, because there's always night and day. There's always light and darkness. Our prayer is that, look, you just sail through and there is no tempest along the way. But that's not the reality of life. That's not gonna happen. That you just sail through, there's no tempest. Everything is just glorious all the way. No. It may not always be like that. But the end result is guaranteed. End result. There may be a few setbacks, but every setback this year will be setting you up for a greater comeback. Hallelujah. You will not be denied this year. And, you know, and when God actually sees that you are believing, He will actually catapult you. Glory to God. Now, He's not going to do anything for anyone that's sitting down and folding their arms. Remember, a little slumber, a little folding of the arms, a little sleep, so shall that poverty come as an armed man. Suddenly, you know, the person that says, well, it's raining, I can't do anything. Well, there's a lion in the street. Well, I can't do any of these things. Well, they will be poor. That's what the scripture is saying. But the person that says, I don't care whether it looks like it's going to rain. I'm not looking at the winds. I'm not looking at this and that. I am going forward. And I say, there you are. There you go. And so the angels will go into operation. We must go forward. And believing is what keeps you going forward. Sometimes people even suffer tragedy. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that in our families this year we will suffer no losses. We will suffer no tragedies even going forward. But it has happened. People have suffered a loss. And some people find it hard to get up and move forward. You just can't keep believing. Even people in the natural world will tell you, well, you know, think about what else you've got left. You got to have something to live for. But people shut down many times, sadly, because of, you know, setbacks in life. But we don't want you to shut down. The Lord doesn't want you to shut down. And God is going to give you the grace this year. And through wisdom and strategy also, there are some things that we'll be able to avoid. But those unavoidable tragedies will not come near you this year in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You will suffer no losses of life. and no irreparable situations this year in the name of Jesus. But there will be the little barriers and various things along the way over which you must leap and keep going. Glory to God. You know, and if you stumble and fall, you gotta get up and keep going. You cannot this year stay down for the count. You gotta get up and keep going. Remember the words of Micah, chapter 7 and verse 8. Oh, my enemy, rejoice not against me. Hallelujah. For when I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. This man will not stay down for the count. And neither will you. And as you run this year, your feet will not, your steps will not be straightened. You will not stumble. The Lord is going to guide your steps. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And some of you might not know it, but I'm praying already over the room. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will preserve your going out and your coming in throughout this year. The Lord will give you understanding of how to engage in a life and a walk of believing every day. And by the grace of God, through lessons through this room as well. And the Lord will give you understanding of His own will. Praise God. The Bible says understanding what the will of the Lord is. It's very important. And I pray in the name of Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord will direct this. The angels of the Lord will bring it to pass for you, even when your strength is unable. You know, the Lord has commanded His angels, has given them charge to go forth as long as you are believing. The word, they go forth and make sure it happens. The devil says, no, you can't do that for them. They don't believe it. The Lord says, you watch and see. Glory to God. Praise God. And the moment you step out believing the word of God, declaring it and moving forward, his angels go into operation. And they're moving like lightning, fast. Start going and dashing back and forth and getting things accomplished, making straight your paths ahead of you in the name of Jesus. Now therefore, people of the Lord, put on thy strength, put on thy beautiful garments, the garments of faith and believing and of strength, not of weakness. The Bible said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his mind. Don't be a pushover for the devil. Be strong in the Lord. When the devil try to push you over, it will be like he hit a rock. Can't do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's where we want you. Plant your feet solidly in the word of God and become unmovable. The Bible says you become unmovable. Always abounding in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Unmovable, you know, Paul said, none of these things move me. Hallelujah. I don't care whether it's life or death, principalities, height or low, you know, things present, things to come, whatever. You know, I'm going on still. Keep keeping on. Keep going on. Keep on believing. Glory to God. Believing is what's going to get you there. And get you there this year, you must. The Lord will help you make your feet like hinds' feet. There will be moments that God will give you in a supernatural transportation. That's right. In this journey, it's called a quantum leap. It's something that you can't even attain. Happen suddenly. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then your mouth will be enlarged to give praise to the Lord. It's early in the year. That's why I'm hammering on these things. I want to make sure that people understand the message of the Lord for this year. You know, and make no mistake about it. The Lord said, my word will no longer be prolonged, nor delayed. But I'm going to fulfill it, perform it, and the zeal of the Lord of hosts will bring it to pass. But it is your believing in it that's going to get you there. So that's our lesson for today, ladies and gentlemen. To wrap up what we have said is that, one, you keep your eyes on what God has promised through faith. You know, that also implies that you must know what He has promised. And then two, as you embark on the journey, Jesus said, anyone that puts his hand on the plow and looks back is not even fit for the kingdom. So we will not look back, and we will not be denied. We're going to keep moving forward in everything. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can read Luke chapter 9, the very last verse, which is verse 62. Jesus said, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. So we will not be looking back. Remember Lot's wife. Luke chapter 17 and 32, she looked back, and you know the end of the story. We're not looking back, we're moving forward. And the Lord give everyone this year understanding to position yourself correctly in this posture of believing, and keep on keeping on. No matter what confronts you, you will win this year in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I pray that, you know, the Lord said many will run, some will leap and fly, but certain ones will experience a quantum leap. Hallelujah. That will happen suddenly. And sometimes maybe even unexpectedly. But it will happen suddenly. A massive increase and advancement. And a sudden closing of the gap. And a sudden advancement from one spot to another that you could never have attained. The Lord will do it. And we give the Lord the praise and give the Lord the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.